You're listening to Roundtable. When the lights go off in a cinema, five types of cinema monsters could be raising their ugly heads. How should we deal with them? Or maybe are you one of them? Well, let's go through this list.
Yeah, first of all, so monsters being not the ones you see on the screen, but the ones coming into your movie theater, either being the eater. And this is someone who just seems to manage to eat and drink Coke as loud as a train going by your house if you live on the train tracks. So with this one being said, people eat popcorn, they drink soda. You know, I'm a little more lenient on this one.
Yeah, I was going to say, with popcorn, like, you guys eat it all the time, Americans.
Yeah, but we do. It is
generalization.
Like, it is a very, like, culture thing to eat with your mouth closed, though, in the U.S. And so I think it's a little less loud when you do so that way.
Yes. Being an eater is just like the smell and the sound, everything. If you layered it down a little bit, it'll be fine. But when you do it, yeah, it's not.
The crunch really,
yes,
is very, very annoying. Oh.
Yeah, you know, but I just, there's a couple others and we'll get to them. But I just want to jump into the ones that I think are, I just want to beat.
Go ahead.
And these are the phone flashers and the chatterbox.
And
guys, you know what? I'm going to level with you. In the U.S., like, if you bring out your phone or if you start talking in the movie, someone might physically attack you. Like, it is considered really rude. Someone will yell, like, some really rude stuff to you almost inevitably, and the movie theater personnel will kick you out. Like, it's just not a place where you do that. You're messing up everybody's experience that they paid the same amount you did. And, you know, I completely agree with that. I think that's the right way to handle it, because these people drive me insane.
Yeah, with these phone flashers, I think the worst type are the ones that are on the phone talking. These people should be kicked out. But there's also the less bad ones, but you're bad.
Yeah, that is, you're still bad.
Just WeChatting all the way or checking all kinds of stuff. And
obnoxious.
Yes, because of that screen, it is so bright in the dark, and that could be so annoying.
Know when you're doing that, everybody else dislikes you very much, so don't do it.
Yes, and it reminds me in the subway, when now some people are playing games without the earphones, and it's so loud, or playing stuff, like videos, that is also so loud. I mean, it's time to take the social etiquette to the next level and say, that is not okay, you know?
I mean, I get that. At the same time, I'm a little more lenient with the subway. But like places like the library or like the movie theater, there is just like a code of conduct. Just be quiet and stop drawing attention away from the movie. So what is that? Being on your phone, having a conversation, and seeing the light of your phone is just takes away from the movie. It pulls me out of it, you know?
Yes, making it a thing for you.
Yeah, and all the monsters we refer to is, that's the people that they don't care about others. They just think about themselves and living in their own world, which brings us the last two types, the critics and the chatterbox, which means they talk in the cinema a lot, maybe out loud. Either they're chatting about the movie, or they're just criticizing about what they're seeing. That's, none of it is acceptable.
And you know, also the latecomer.
Yeah, well, okay, the latecomer does bug me. I mean, like, show up on time, but whatever, maybe you got stuck in traffic. The critic, as long as you're not doing that during the film, I don't mind critic snobs.
Sure.
I can ignore them just fine when they're not distracting me from a movie. But if they're doing it during the movie, oh.
Yes. And
curse you.
Yeah, and there was once that me, as a very calm pacifist person.
So and sweet.
Yes, and a lady, as I like to say.
Sure.
Well, I'm not really that a lot of the time.
You are.
But the other day when I encountered the latecomer, the critic, the phone flasher, and the eater. So 4 out of 5 combined.
Yikes,
in
dude.
One. Yes, I brought up all my courage and said, could you please put a sock in it? We're trying to watch a movie here, mister. And the guy pretty much almost was on the verge of hitting me. Yes, that happened the other day. And I think those are the situations when you wonder how could people be so uncivilized and not caring for others at all. And that was the time for the very first time in my life, I think. I wish I was a macho man with a heavy fist.
And I wish I was there because that behavior is unacceptable. First of all, he did what he shouldn't have been doing. Second of all, it's a guy like threatening a woman. Yeah, and just in my code of conduct, how I was raised, everything's wrong with that. And I think it's just really a coward thing to do on his part.
Yeah, so those bad monsters do exist, but guess what? There were some good Samaritans, I suppose.
Hooray!
Who kind of helped out, and cool. Basically the strangers around me were sort of hushing the guy and saying that if you don't want to see this, and you should leave.
Yeah.
So for a moment, my heart was warmed by all those strangers in a Beijing cinema, and I think with all that support I got from the strangers, then it pretty much shows that I think we're seeing that people's social etiquette is kind of on the improve.
So be like those people, not like the monster.
Yes, don't be these five types of monsters. You're listening to Roundtable, and that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye!